Wilkes history, you know, the moonshine market, the marijuana market, the methamphetamine market, and now the medicine market. You know, if somebody has pills, they know the economic value. Yeah, I'm Fred Wells Brayson II. I'm the president and CEO and founder of Project Lazarus, which is a public health response mobilizing communities to address the opioid, heroin, pain management, and fentanyl issues that have run rampant across our country. I was the interim director of our hospice program here in Wilkes County for over a year, as well as the chaplain, and that's when I started to find medication issues in the homes in Wilkes County. Medication issues meaning that, you know, the meds for the individual who was for end-of-life care, families were helping themselves, some family members were stealing, some were selling, you know, and it was something I'd never seen to that magnitude before. So I just started to ask questions about what was happening here in Wilkes because, again, I had never seen it before and realized we did have a problem, but nobody was really talking about or addressing it. The demographics where we have seen in the Appalachian region, both in North Carolina, Southern Ohio, West Virginia, Southwest Virginia, Eastern Tennessee, Eastern Kentucky, a lot of demographics, you know, all rural communities, all communities that have been heavily impacted with economic, you know, I call them economic disasters, you know, because of businesses that are gone, you know, and nothing replacing them, which leads to high levels of depression, high levels of poverty, you know, more, you know, trauma-based issues in individuals' lives, which then rises the level of, you know, what coping mechanisms do I have? What answers do I have? And unfortunately, that is clearly scientifically are the social determinants that drive substance use. These communities are also very labor-intensive communities. Being rural, the kind of work that's going on, you do have more, pain management happening. So you do have more injuries, you have more chronic pain. People have to continue to get on with their lives and function and work wherever and however that they can. So when the opioid crisis started to form, there was a lot of different factors. It was a perfect storm. There wasn't any one cause. So that means there isn't any one solution. You know, so it isn't just a matter of cut off the supply and it'll fix the problem. We've proven that we can cut off the supply locally, but it doesn't solve the entire problem. It helps. We've got to work on the demand side. Why do people need this? Why do they feel that they have to take this? You know, what leads them down that path to a substance use disorder, the disease of addiction? There's where we need to put in the stopgaps. You know, in Wilkes County, we don't have textile anymore. We don't have furniture making anymore. You know, logging is greatly shrunk back from what it was. So, you know, all of those things are factors, you know, and we have situations in Wilkes, you know, raise the family here, get, you know, the kids go off to college. They can't come back here because there's no viable job opportunities. Rural community, just from the dynamics of people, doesn't readily change easily. You know, so it has to happen from within, and that's not so easy. A lot of the opioid situation are people who are self-medicating their ills, you know, whatever that may be, you know, biological, psychosocial, you know, all of those are really factors. So we've got to, you know, reach a community so that they have life skills, so that they have coping skills and the means for, economic development, workforce development. I mean, those are all programs that need to come into rural communities because things are shifting, you know, and you can't just stop one thing and go on to another. Ask the coal mining communities in West Virginia and Kentucky. You know, you can't just stop coal and say, oh, go get another job. There's nothing else there. You know, I mean, years ago, people, you know, from the South flooded into the Detroit area because of the automobile manufacturing. Look at it now. No matter what the medical community is doing or what the social services, human services community is doing, the community needs to support the individual. Whether it's the faith community, the school community, you know, youth community, you know, everybody needs to be engaged. And that was our initial approach. But if a child has a trauma situation here in Wilkes County, there's a trauma team that's trained and can debrief and can, you know, reach that individual and their family so that there aren't the long-term effects from what happened, whatever that may be. Because one person's trauma can be different to another person. But we as a community need to be able to respond to all of those adverse events that might occur that could lead somebody into a situation of substance use. It used to be, oh, if you had a mental health issue, this is where you would go. You know, if you had a substance use issue, most of the time there was no place to go. You know, so now everybody's getting involved and meeting people in the present need of where they are. And that is what's crucial. Meet people exactly where they are with no predetermined path in your own mind for them, but come alongside them to care for them, to, you know, if you want to call it love on them, be available for them, not to enable anybody, but, you know, to show them that, you know, they're no different than anybody else. You know, it used to be years ago that, you know, those in substance use, it was just those people over there. Those people now are us. And we have to realize us are the response, you know, and we have to make sure that if somebody's using, we're still going to try and keep them safe, free from harm, show that we care, so that that special time, that special day, that special hour when they decide, I need help and I need treatment, they're going to turn back to you.